Darth Vader show. Okay. It has been very cold this winter. It's going to get colder again. Many parts of the state are going to see 10 below in the next couple of weeks. Coldest winter, I wouldn't say in memory. I do remember colder winters. But you have to go back some 30 years. As you know, the left continues to say, pay no attention. Global warming is real. I'm going to, in just a moment here, Jason's going to play some audio for you, and I'm going to want your reaction to this. I'm going to have a question. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. U.S. Congressman Mark Polkan of Madison took to the floor of the House last week and decided to say, to make the argument that we need to do something about global warming because of the warm Wisconsin winters. Listen to this.
My home state of Wisconsin, farmers could face more pests and widespread disease than with higher humidity and warmer winter temperatures. Ice fishermen are already noticing fewer days they can be out on our ice-covered lakes. By 2055, winters in Wisconsin are expected to be 7 to 9 degrees warmer. And by the middle of a century, extreme heat in Wisconsin, which is responsible for more deaths in my state than any other natural disaster combined, will be more prevalent with up to a month more of 90-degree plus days. These types of dramatic shifts must be met by equally big changes in our behaviors. We must continue to push for alternatives to fossil fuels like oil and coal. We must reduce our emissions and accurately assess their true costs. And we must boost our energy efficiency by investing in clean energy manufacturing for our environment and for our jobs.
Jason's jaw was literally agape. Literally, your jaw literally dropped. I have a question for you, the listener. He knows this is crap, right? I mean, well, he could be this stupid. Is it possible that he actually doesn't realize that we're having one of the coldest winters on record? We have had increasingly harsh winters in recent years. I have a very simple question with a complex answer, I think. Why? Why would a member of Congress get up and make a complete horse's butt of himself and paint this dire picture of a warming Wisconsin when we're enduring one of the coldest Wisconsin winters in a long, long time? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Everything he said is false. There's no evidence that you can't ice fish for as long as that. I'll bet you the ice is about as safe as it has been in late January going into February in a long, long time. Knowing he is completely full of crap, why would he get up there and make a fool of himself? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason says he was promised something. So the global warming lobby, the nuts who are pushing this, Jason thinks it's basically a bribe. Well, that's possible. I think there's something else at play here. If you live in Wisconsin, you know what he just said is utter nonsense. We've had 20 below plus in many parts of the state, wind chills 50 below. An elected member of the House of Representatives goes on the House floor and talks about the warming Wisconsin winters and how they're causing more deaths than all other natural disasters combined. What would be his motivation for making an utter fool of himself in this fashion? Joe and Seymour, go ahead.
I'm not sure as to the motivation, Jerry, but I bet he's saying it because he thinks people will believe it.
Why would he think that? We live here. Go ahead.
Hitler once said, a lie can easily be believed, but a big lie, everyone will believe.
Even though we're standing out in the middle of the lie, freezing our butts off.
I think there are people out there that are just will suck it up and say, "Oh, that makes sense. That's true."
Hey, thanks for the call to Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, could it be the necessary lobotomy one receives before joining the American Communist Party?
Okay, so in other words, you just think he's an idiot.
not just an idiot, but you increase in idiotic velocity the longer you are around and in that party.
Well, okay, but see, that's the thing, though. This is so stupid, I can't accept that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Of all the winters that House of Representatives member Mark Pocan of Madison could pick to go on the House floor and talk about the dire nature of warming Wisconsin winters. Jason says, is his answer really wrong when it comes to his stupidity? I don't think this is because Pocan's an idiot. No, I don't. I think there's something else at play here. It's actually pretty simple when you think about it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason's getting a lot of calls. Very few of them want to come on the air. I want to see if somebody can get this. This really is not that difficult. It's one of the dumber things you will have ever heard uttered on the floor of the House of Representatives, and that is no small statement. Back in Wisconsin, we have been enduring one of the coldest winters in a long, long time. Mark Pocan gets up there, says, yeah, you know, more people are dying from these warming Wisconsin winters than any other natural disease. Why would he do that? The prevailing answer is he's a moron. I'm not rejecting that. I think there's something else going on here. Mike on the road. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, socialists always hide behind the idiot label, and I don't think they should be allowed to do that.
So then what's his reason?
An agenda.
Okay.
They have a much larger agenda, and global warming fits that agenda.
Well, certainly. But the question, though, is how does he think he's going to get away with it when the empirical evidence so obviously belies what he's saying? To Greg on the road. Greg, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I just got to go back to what Rush always says. Follow the money.
Okay. I don't doubt that. Okay, I'm sure that he gets campaign donations from those who support the man caused global warming. My question is, so that was just a lot. That money is so important to him that he'll make a complete and utter fool of himself and paint a picture that's 180 degrees from reality in Wisconsin.
Is that any different from any other Democrat?
Okay, we'll take one more stab here before the news. Jim in Green Bay, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry. Personally, I think what it has to do with is the 2014
elections
for Congress.
You're
talking about Madison. I lived in Madison, and it's not the People's Republic. It's just there's no sense or sensibility there.
But he's not going to face any competition. He doesn't. All right. Well, I'll answer this in 5 minutes, and we'll take a call or two more before then. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 9:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.